Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Powerful innings from Shane Watson gave Australia the better of the first day of the fifth and final Ashes test at the Oval. Watson launched into the England attack, particularly that of their two debutants Simon Kerrigan and Chris Wokes, before being finally dismissed by the second new ball for 176. Australia closed on 307 for 4 as Steve Smith made 66 not out. Australia head coach Darren Lehman had launched an extraordinary attack on England all-rounder Stuart Broad as the build-up to the fifth Ashes test at the Oval got into its final stages. Commenting on Broad's decision not to walk after he edged the ball to slip at Trent Bridge and was not given out by the umpires, Lehman pulled no punches when interviewed by the Triple M radio station in Australia. He called Broad's decision blatant cheating, adding that he hoped that Australian supporters would target Broad in the winter, saying that he hoped Broad cries and returns home. New Zealand batsman Jesse Ryder says he is devastated by a six-month drugs ban. Ryder was attacked in Christchurch earlier this year, but he's now recovered from life-threatening injuries, but he does now face time on the sidelines after a banned substance was found in his system. He says the substance was contained in a weight loss product, which he believed to be safe to use.